Yesterday we ended up with the ayah that says the following: قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah SWT is asking a very simple question, but a question that we should reflect upon and think about greatly, wherein is saying, is eyesight and blindness, or blindness and eyesight, are the same thing? Is as far as darkness and nur are concerned, are they the same thing? No, absolutely they are not the same thing. Likewise, if we believe that nur is from Allah and hidayah is from Allah, then this demands a certain behavior from us in our everyday existence. That is why the first ayah that we recited today, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ الْأَلْبَابِ. Again, Allah SWT is essentially asking the same thing, that can truth and blindness, truth and darkness, batil and haq, can they be ever the same? As far as intelligent people are concerned, they are able to distinguish between the both and make the right choice when it comes to choosing between good and bad. الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ. We made a promise, as I meant previously, in Alim Arwah, and likewise we have made a promise to follow that which is good and not break our promises, whether it is between ourselves or that of our Creator. حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ are those dimensions that take place between me and you and ourselves and our environment. And when we violate those trust between ourselves and our environment, then what we are doing is that we are also breaching the contract of Allah SWT. Likewise, we also made a promise to Allah SWT that we will do good things at all times. Yes, we will make mistakes. That is why there is such a thing as tawbah. That is why there is such a thing as asking the individual whom we have perpetrated a wrong towards for forgiveness. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهِ. One of the also pledges we have made is that we will bind ourselves with what Allah has commanded us, and we will do the right thing. أَمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِأَيُّ صَلَى وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. And we'll fear Allah in the right of His fearing, and we'll worship Him in the right of our worshipping of Him. وَيَخَافُونَ سُوَى الْحِسَابِ. And also we will fear the day of reckoning. That means when you fear something, for example, when you see a police officer, the reason why you slow down is because you understand the consequences of that given act. So, as a result of us understanding that if I speed, my insurance will go up, I will get a ticket, and the following are going to be the consequences, that is why you do not trespass the speed limit, or you do not break the laws. Likewise, just as you fear the consequences of that, وَيَخَافُونَ سُوَى الْحِسَابِ, we have to also be aware that on the day of Qiyamah, we will be held accountable for everything. That is why when you see the word Sila Rahmi, for example, since the word Yusala comes here, basically it means not only is our duty to be good to others, as I always say, on the day of Qiyamah, you're not going to be asked, why were you good to your mother-in-law? Why were you good to your father-in-law? The first thing you'll be asked, why were you not good to your mother? Or why were you not good to your father? And why were you not good to those that are clear to you? Talking nice to your sister-in-law may look very good, but that's not going to give you reward. In fact, sometimes it'll get you sin. But talking to your sister with respect and dignity is what is going to create more fadila and more benefit in your family as well. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. And another characteristic a believer has is that they are patient. Why? Because they want to attain the pleasure of Allah SWT. And also another attribute of a person that has iman and believes in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not just patience. They have patience, and also we read in the first juz that when they are going through difficulty, the first thing they take towards is salah. Because when you are going through difficulty, shaitan exploits you, your nafs exploits you, your desires exploits you, and he tells you, go tell that guy off, go tell that woman off, do what you got to do and get ahead. So the Quran is saying, be patient, and once you have exercised patience, waqamu salah, exercise salah, whether it is nafil, in this case it also mean kitab al-mawquta, salah on its prescribed time in the proper manner, wa anfaqu mimma
مَا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. And as far as spending is concerned, spend from what رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, from what, not just what you have attained. Allah is saying, you may think you may have attained it, but in reality it is Allah, out of His kindness, out of His mercy, is giving you. You know, many people think they work hard. People in other countries work 1,000 times more than you and I. Some of them work 12-hour days. We read articles, we know what's happening in various parts of the world, and you are more aware of it than myself. And for their intense labor, they only get sometimes $1 or $2. So my brother and sister, it's not about how hard you work. It's about Allah giving to you and I as a result of His mercy. So as a result of that, وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً, spend in a secret manner as well as spend in an open manner when Allah demands for you to spend in that given manner. وَإِذْ رَأُونَ بِالْحَسَنِ الزِّسَيَّةِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. And also the Quran essentially is saying that try to do good, and your good inshallah will wipe out all your evil. And this is for those individuals that realize that the hereafter will be an abode in which we all will live forever and forever. Also, of course, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمَ لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِأَزْوَاجٍ مِنْهُمْ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. Many individuals want cure and therapy for that which goes difficult for them. In Mishkat Sharif, there is a riwayah there wherein an individual goes to a particular group of people, and he goes there and the individuals are not feeling very good. They are sick, they are suffering. He says, you are suffering, no problem. God said, I'll give you something to read and your problem will be eliminated. And with total yaqeen, he read Surah Fatiha, and that functioned as a ruqya for them. So the point is, as far as these seven, as the Quran says, the seven most often recited ayah, it's referred to, of course, the ulama are unanimous, it refers to Surah Fatiha. If we recite it, inshallah, with genuineness and sincerity, then it can become an elimination for our grief, our anxiety, and various other calamities that are going through in our lives. Also, the Quran says, لَا تَوَدَّنَّ عَلَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِأَزْوَاجٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا تَحْسَنَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That do not ogle, do not stretch out your eyes. In as far as مَدَّ يَمُدُّ means, has to do with stretching. So do not stretch out your eyes mean, do not stay at the pleasures and delights of other individuals. Allah has given you, Allah has given them, Allah will take from them, Allah will take from you, Allah will give you, Allah will take from them, Allah, the combination can continue. أَوْمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ. It is Allah that divides however He wants, whenever He wishes, in whatever manner He wishes. So what, as far as you and I are concerned, we must not look at and stretch out our eyes, wow, he has this and he has that, or they have this car and I have that car, why don't I get this? There is no need for all that. That man has a beautiful car, but you don't know what he's going through at night when he walks through that door. Sometimes he may have a very beautiful wife, but you don't know what his kids are doing to him. Everyone has something that is haunting them. So don't be impressed with somebody else's this or somebody else's that. That's essentially what the Quran is saying. How do we know the Quran is saying that? Because thereafter he says, وَلَا تَحْزَنَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Do not grieve. You move on with your, you play your game, let them play their game. وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And when it comes to your own good people, people that are faithful like you, then be humble to them, lower yourself to them, be nice to them, and that will give you much more virtue than stretching out your eyes to the pleasures and delights of what others have out there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. وَاخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.